Yeah, more on the front, and on the back, it's effort, details, focus, and commitment. That's our second quarter motto there.
Yeah, that's right. A new motto for After the Bye. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, sitting alongside John Elway. And John, we saw Vance Joseph with that T-shirt on at practice that said more. Do you like the way he sharpens the guys' focus with some of these messages?
He does a nice job, and I think that's, you know, the good thing. It's week to week, and you know, he doesn't let things get stale, and especially with a bye week and going through the evaluation of the first 4 weeks and kind of figuring out what we need to do to take the next steps and to be able to put it on a T-shirt. And I think that's where, you know, Vance has done a heck of a job of keeping the thinking fresh as far as the players are concerned.
Focus will be key this week because I think there's a tendency maybe you start looking to that three-game road trip, but how do you keep the guys focused on the Giants this week?
Well, as you know, it's 16 games, and so we got to stay focused. We're coming off a bye, and usually it's tough coming off a bye, especially to be sharp, and so we got to get back and they put our nose to the grindstone and continue to work. And plus, you know, with the Giants coming in, it's easy to look past the Giants. But, you know, everybody's in the NFL can win football games. The Giants are going to win some games. And so, you know, and they have the three receivers that are been out. And so they've got some injuries. And so we've got our hands full. And, you know, it's a key time for us. It's a good time for us to kind of see where we are as a maturation as a football team. The fact that great football teams take it upon themselves to play great no matter who they're playing. And they don't hold their standards up to who they're playing, but they hold the standards up to the expectations that they have of their football team. And that's, you know, the way we have to look at this game is the fact that, you know, we've got to come out and we've got high standards of ourselves, and we've got to make sure that we go play to those standards. And then, you know, if we play well and play to those standards, then we have a good chance to win.
You got to bring it every week, right?
Every week, and that's why it doesn't matter who we're playing. And, you know, people are going to want to start talking about games coming up and down the road, but you know, those things, these type of games right now can ruin your season if you don't pay attention to them.
Well, we're just getting started here on Elway Access. When we come back, we'll look more into that Giants game this Sunday.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
Put this to music. I don't think he stepped out either. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the play when Odell Beckham Jr. became famous. Back here on LA Access, and John, you mentioned it in the first block. Three wide receivers go down. You know, how do the Broncos still stay focused on defense when you know three of their best guys are out?
Well, and that's the thing is we got to stay focused on what we do and can't get caught up in what's going on in the situation that the Giants have. And anytime you get a wounded animal and they're backed into a corner, they're going to come out screaming. And so that's what we have to be aware of and, again, set our standards of how we want to play. Now, you know, the Giants are a good football team. They had a great year last year and made the playoffs last year. And so, you know, they've got off to a slow start. But they, you know, the talent's there. And so, you know, that's why we have to make sure we go out and take care of our business.
Games on Sunday Night Football. The Broncos have won 9 out of their last 10 in primetime. What is it about this team that always sort of rises to the occasion when the lights are on?
Well, I don't know, but it's always fun to play at home and play on, you know, at the night games. And I think that the players get excited about that. And so, you know, play on Sunday night, everybody gets to see them. And so, you know, we've been fortunate to play well in big situations like that. And hopefully that continues this week.
Well, the whole country will be watching. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and this has been Elway Access.